Live 365 with Kristen Garner. How are you, Kristen?
I'm great.
You grew up, of course, in a state well known for country music, New York.
Hey, now. You know, honestly, I don't remember where I read this, but Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, they sell out their concerts in New York. People love country music upstate. I believe there's only one country radio station in the city. But outside of the city, you know, New York's a huge state. And I grew up on a small farm, a working farm. And we had 12 head of beef cattle, two peacocks, two goats, a billy goat, about 50 to 100 rabbits at one point, two horses, two dogs, and a cat. And, of course, then there's my brother, too. But
the other family pet.
The other family pet. And I'm really just a small-town country girl. And I moved to Nashville 4 years ago to pursue music for real. I was, actually I shouldn't say that, I had some real experiences too. I sang a lot on the road for about 10 years, played, you know, weddings and bar mitzvahs and just about anything that came out of the bag.
Great places for country music, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I got it out there.
If you can book the divorce party early, it's a great place.
You know, honestly, I made a great living for 10 years in New York State alone, New York and Pennsylvania, singing country music. And when country music hit, when Garth Brooks hit, and when Shania hit, it was amazing how all of a sudden it was like all these clubs started opening. It was like this a great opportunity to make a living at it.
When did you really decide that this was what you wanted to do, and really was it what your parents always dreamed that their daughter would be doing?
You know, first of all, I'm the baby of the family, so I kind of had it rough. But my parents have always been very supportive, and I probably realized that this was something I wanted to do after about my second year playing in clubs. And I always loved to play for people, and I always loved singing weddings and so on. But I think for me to really take it seriously, I knew I had to move to a place where it was really going to happen for me, and I can get a record deal, and I could get people to see me and get my music out further than just New York and Pennsylvania. But my parents have been very supportive. They moved down here and have been great emotional supports for me. My brother and my sister have great jobs and nothing in the entertainment industry, but the baby here decided she'd do something different. So my college education has truly been living in Nashville and living the music business.
Did you ever ask the brother and sister, though? It's like, so while you were singing in the shower, do you have second thoughts now? Yeah. That maybe they should have started to pursue their Nashville career earlier?
Yeah. Actually, you know, I have a great... My sister's a great singer, and my whole family is very musical. But I was really the only one that decided to really try to do something big with it.
In a pair of faded coveralls and her mama's old high heels, she wobbles up and takes a shaky bow. She smiles a little smile that hides her missing baby too, and she manages to sing that way somehow. She starts with Delta Dawn and goes into Amazing Grace, then squints her eyes and sings I Fought the Law. Sweeping in and it ripples through the corn. To her it sounds exactly like applause. And she's just singing to the scarecrow, dancing through the fields with the kitten named Bojangles in her arms, trying to let the whole world know how wonderful it feels to be here on this South Kentucky farm, singing to the scarecrow. tries to find a song to ease his pain. Then she sings faded love until the sunny sky grows dark and his tears are falling in the summer rain. And she's just singing to the scarecrow, dancing through the fields with a kitten named Bojangles in her arms, trying to let the whole world know how wonderful it feels to be here on this South Kentucky farm, singing to the scarecrow. Her eyes. And she's singing to the scarecrow. And she's just singing to the scarecrow, dancing through the fields with a kitten named Bojangles in her arms, trying to let the whole world know how wonderful it feels to be here on this South Kentucky farm, singing to the scarecrow.
Singing to the Scarecrow from Kristen Garkin. So, Kristen, what's Nashville been like for you?
You know, I had kind of a preconceived notion about a lot of things, about the music business, about how people were going to be. And I can honestly say I've been welcomed with open arms, and it's just completely killed the theory that I had that it would be a closed-door situation. I am a northerner, but I think I should have been born a southerner at times, because I absolutely have adopted the southern food, the meat and three. I love southern people. New York State people think New York State, there's no friendly people there. But there are a lot of friendly people. Northerners are very friendly, but southerners just have been very wonderful. It's been a great experience. I've met wonderful songwriters. It's been everyone that I've met, like I said, has been welcoming me with open arms. I mean, there's just been some hard times too, but for the most part, it's been really great.
So what was it like when you first experienced a Goo Goo Cluster?
It's so weird that you asked me that, because I called home about the second week that I had moved here, and told my girlfriend Cassie that she had to try these Goo Goo Clusters, and I was going to send her some. That is so weird you asked me that. I was walking through Kroger, and I was actually shopping for, my weekly items, and I thought, you know what, this is a mainstay. I have to try one, is really what I'm trying to say. So I took one off the shelf, and I know you're not supposed to do this, but I opened it up and I ate it as I was shopping. So it was a good experience.
And if you go by Sam's or Costco, you can get like 3,000 of them all at once, so it works out really well.
You know, that would be really great, being that I'm a country music performer and I have to be on stage and stuff, and just living on Goo Goo Clusters.
Or just toss them out to the audience and keep them coming back for more. So
that would probably be a better idea. I should probably give them away rather than eat them.
I got stars in my eyes, I got rocks in my head, I got 29 demons living under my bed. I got voices that whisper my name in the night. I'm scared of the dark and I'm bored by the light. I don't know why you love me like you do. Sometimes, baby, I think you're crazy too. This is how I feel. down the sidewalk and step on the cracks. I talk to myself and the self talks back. I got bones in my closet and dogs at my heels, and you're the only one, baby, who knows how it feels. I don't know why you love me, but you do. Oh, sometimes, baby, I think you're crazy too. Yes, I do. This is how I feel. Straight out, no doubt, no second guessing. Just a true confession. Okay, alright, I love you. In black and white, I need you. This is my soul, I bear it. This is the truth. That's a true confession.
So you get to Music Row. What's the process like? I mean, going down and seeing the publishers and the songwriters and getting out and trying to get the record deal. Really describe that.
Well, there's really no set way to go about getting a record deal or to meet the right people. And I believe a lot of it's timing. You know, I hate to use that old cliche, but right place, right time. And that's so true. But I also feel that there are, you know, kind of pre-planned destinies, depending on one's spiritual faith. And so I sang demos for the first 3 years that I lived here. It took some time. It's one of those things you have to start out at, you know, one or two songs a week and it started to build to 3 to 4 and 4 to 5. And then I started working constantly doing these demos. That was one way that I went about getting. I actually got a lot of great material on a tape so that I could shop that to producers. And it was amazing how, you know, of course, being in the demo business for a little while, the top drawer, when you walk in there and you have a record deal and a great producer, how the top drawer kind of opens up. You're like, hey, I've never seen that top drawer open. That's pretty neat.
Never knew that was there.
And all of a sudden, these wonderful sounds come out of this top drawer.
Then there's the bottom drawer.
The bottom drawer is okay. It's okay. It's a start. I started out in the bottom drawer. Actually, some of my demos are in the bottom drawer, and then they slowly worked up to the top drawer.
It is Kristen Gardner on Live 365. Make sure you get that album today. This is Alan Wallace. Thank you for listening to Live 365.